Welcome to Indie Business Radio for Monday, June 2nd, 2008. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and you have arrived at the one place where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. Today's show is sponsored by Essential Wholesale. Now at Essential Wholesale, order over $200 worth of products online and have it shipped to you via UPS Ground, and guess what? You get all of your shipping costs applied back to your online account for your next visit. How about that for a great way to save on your shipping? It's practically free if you continue to buy your quality ingredients and bulk products from Essential Wholesale. Visit www.essentialwholesale.com for more information. Well, guys, here we are at the start of the summer, and things typically slow down a little bit for some people at the summer, but not here at Indie Business Radio. We have got a fantastic guest for you today. I talk with you guys on the phone, at the Indie Business Forum, by email, and in all kinds of places. And one of the questions I get most often is, how can I diversify my income stream? How can I build on the expertise that I have, the great products that I offer, and create something that people are interested in that I can sell and have an additional line of income? We have got an expert in that area today. My guest is Robert Scrob. He is the co-author of the book, The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing, Build a $1 Million Business in 12 Months. In this book, Robert teaches entrepreneurs how to take what they've learned and teach it to others. How simple is that? You already know it by creating home study courses, coaching programs, newsletters. Business owners can teach what they have learned in business to help others and make additional money for themselves. Robert is also the president of the Trade Association for the Industry, the Information Marketing Association, and we are so excited to have him here today. Robert Scrob, welcome to Indie Business Radio.
I'm so excited to be on. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We will take your questions and comments at 800-773-0355. Don't forget to call in. It's free, and you can talk to Robert live and pick his brain. But until I hear from you, I'm going to be picking his brain. Robert, I love to start my show by giving my listeners some information about who it is we have as a guest. Tell us a little bit about how you started your business and what your traditional employment background is like.
Oh, well, I started as a CPA and kind of looked out and at the firm that I was at, we used to listen to the country music radio station, and the station had this contest where you have to call in and you'd have to guess how much money was in the pot, and if you guessed right, then you got the pot, and if you guessed wrong, then you didn't get the money. And what we did is we had this like Lotus 1-2-3 spreadsheet to keep track of how much money had been accumulating in the pot. And then when the bell rang, we only had like three lines. So the first game was you had to be able to get one of those three lines. And then when you got a line out, then you had to be like the seventh caller. And about, 7 months into being a CPA, I just decided, you know what, this isn't the career that I want to have for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And nonetheless, I wanted an opportunity where I wasn't trading dollars for hours, but instead I was able to, create a product once and sell it many times. I left there and, I started as a company controller, and I started working with associations, nonprofit organizations that, sell memberships and put on seminars. And, for a while I could see that there was these for-profit companies that were competing with what associations provide. And in many ways, they were providing much better information than some of the associations that I was working with. And so I started studying these for-profit seminar providers and these for-profit newsletter providers, and discovered that it was all an industry called information marketing that included coaching and a wide variety of different methods to transfer information from one person to another.
Well, and so when you were working as an accountant, you didn't know anything about this, right? As a CPA, this was not in your radar screen at all.
No, that Lotus 1-2-3 spreadsheet was what we focused on there.
And so you moved into sort of advocacy for other trade organizations, and is that what you still do some of that today?
Certainly. I am. I do lobbying, and I do work with several different associations and providing their management services and, being their executive director, going to their meetings. It's still a large part of what my company does. And it's just, you know, in the last like 3 years that we've branched out into helping people publish their own information.
And Robert, you also have, like most of my listeners do, you're also a family man. So, and you're also busy with, you know, what sounds like at least 2 full-time jobs. How do you sort of integrate all this together and still have time to, you know, enjoy the family and smell the roses and all that?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that I do in order to try to get work done. There's a lot of little habits, including working to a timer and planning my week out in advance to try to make sure that I get everything done in windows of time, giving myself lots of deadlines. But primarily, I do put my family first by planning the family time ahead of time so that I can make sure that that's a priority and it gets done. And then I help fit the work time around that. But you know, it's, you know, family time begins at 8 a.m. on Sunday. Very often, I'm in my office from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. to try to get ahead of the week. So you know, try to find pockets where I can, and in order to be productive and make sure the work gets done that needs to.
And I would imagine that a part of what makes it work is the fact that you do offer products over and over and over again that continue to generate income, that you only have to create one.
Well, and that is that really is the magic of information marketing. And as an accountant, you know, you could be the very best tax return preparer, or you know, if you're a consultant, you can really help people in their businesses. But in order to go, like for the tax preparer, even if you create the world's best tax return for a client, the next client that walks in the door wants a completely different return. And so you have to start over from scratch. And certainly you can learn to do a little more efficiently and you can hire staff, but you're trading hours for dollars. And what I figured out a couple of years ago is, you know, even though I had increased my rates, I had worked as many hours as I could, I was still maxed out. There was no way I was going to be able to really grow my income and create the flexibility and lifestyle I wanted as long as I was trading hours for dollars. And that's why I decided I had to get into information marketing for myself and create my own information products. And that, of course, led, you know, a couple of years later to me co-founding with Dan Kennedy and Bill Glazer the Information Marketing Association.
Now, Robert, most of our listeners today sell products and services, and many of them sell products. They have products on a shelf, but they also have this huge amount of expertise in a particular area. So, for example, they sell herbal bath and beauty products or aromatherapy candles. So they have this background, this knowledge, this education that they bring to the table that enhances other people's lives. Is information products the kind of things that they can create to complement their existing product lines?
Most certainly. And, you know, there's, you know, creating information products so that somebody, you know, can how to improve your life and if you create an information product for someone on how to live healthier, and it has a very wide market. There's a lot of people who would be interested in that information. And so you can sell these types of products, and then once the consumer receives that information, one of the strategies that you can provide is a health supplement or aromatherapy candle or, you know, whatever your other businesses are. You know, by creating the information product, you're able to reach out to consumers through a means that you wouldn't be able to otherwise, and they help create income for you that helps fund even more marketing. So as a supplement to an existing business, information marketing really helps you in your customer acquisition.
And I would think, Robert, that with technology being what it is today, that you're really familiar with all the different avenues, all the different marketing avenues that people can use to promote their information products.
Yeah, and, you know, it's wide-ranging from direct mail, which is probably one of the most reliable one of the older methods of marketing, to running ads in magazines that say, hey, you know, if you have this problem, I'd be happy to help you with the solution. This is the solution. You know, you kind of describe the problem somebody's facing. You don't have enough energy. Go back to our kind of living healthy product. You know, you don't have enough energy in the middle of the day. You're feeling bad and you don't know why. You get hungry, you know, an hour after you eat. Well, you know, you could have a problem. You know, I faced all those problems, but I solved them, and I'll be happy to tell you how. You know, call for my free report, The 8 Ways That You Can Live a Healthier, More Energetic Life. And, you know, and so that free report helps sell your, both your information products and or the aromatherapy type products that you had mentioned. So you can run ads like that in magazines and newspapers. I saw an ad today for a product in the newspaper on how to teach for parents that want to get better control over their children. You know, I guess they have unruly children. So now I saw an information product on that. So, you know, and certainly there's a lot of folks doing social networking, blogging, buying Google AdWords and other kind of web traffic. So, you know, pretty much any way you can reach out to folks, folks are using those media to reach out and market information products.
Robert, for people who have a product line that they're dedicated to, it's successful, or they're dedicated to growing it, how do you help them transition, not from one business to another, but transition from a mindset that gets them, you know, to the point where they can implement an information marketing model without compromising an existing moving product line?
Well, what you'll often find, as I did, is that not only are you able to build a business without compromising any kind of existing business, but that your current business actually flourishes as you're able to expand your capabilities, you know, become a better, you know, become better yourself. And it's really only by pushing yourself harder that you're able to grow. It's kind of like if you're running towards a specific time or a target, you're able to grow and increase your fitness. Whereas if you're, you know, if you don't kind of have any of these goals, you don't get there. But you know, the mindset of setting deadlines, planning out your week, and you know I set my calendar over like Friday for everything this week. So, you know, last Friday I already had a game plan. When I came into the office this morning, I pull up my calendar. I knew immediately what I was going to work on. Within a minute of coming, you know, sitting in my chair, I was at work working on that project. And, you know, I also had set it to be, you know, maybe I think it was 60 minutes for that first project. So I had to absolutely get it done within that 60-minute period, because after that I had something else that had to get done. And so it pushes me to get more work done in a tighter framework.
We're going to come back after our first break, and we're going to ask Robert about some of the more simple information products that you can start with if you already have a business and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, I need to add an information product. Where do I start? Robert's going to tell you. So come back, think of your question, call it in, 800-773-0355. Don't touch that mouse. This is Indie Business Radio. We'll be right back.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Indie Business Radio. We're here today with Robert Scrob, the co-author of The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing, Build a $1 Million Business in 12 Months. And this book, guys, I got to tell you, it is really great. If you are thinking about starting or adding to your existing business or starting a business, enhancing other people's lives by sharing the knowledge that you have with them, this is a great place to start. It's not just a bunch of chapters on what works and some examples, but it's also how to do it in 12 months. It ties everything together in a nice, neat bow, and Robert and his co-author have done a great job. So, Robert, before we took our first break, we were kind of talking about the time management things that are involved in this. I wanted to share with you an example of something I know someone did. I kind of want to get your thoughts on it and how other people can apply it. She's a candle maker, and she was struggling a little bit with her candle sales, and she spoke with a friend of hers who suggested that she write a 35-page ebook and start selling it on her website in her newsletter called How to Make Your Own Candles. Mm-hmm. Her first newsletter went out, and within a week she had sold $300 worth of those books, I think $12.95 each, and then she started getting more candle sales. I mean, it sounds easy. Is that how it works?
It really is. And, you know, not only, you know, that those 12.95 sales were with an ebook. What she delivered was an electronic file, basically an email, so there was no cost at all in delivering that, whereas normally when you sell a candle, there's at least some cost of, you know, creating and producing it in addition to her labor. So, you know, that was $300 of pure profit over and above that. And the other thing that I hear very often is from people that, you know, I'm trying to help coach in an information product, whether it's, you know, selling candles or they're teaching them how to do better marketing or what have you, is that the consultant will tell me, or the store owner will tell me, well, if I teach them how to do it, then they won't need me anymore, and instead they're just going to do it themselves. And as you know, your friend found out that not only do you sell more information products, but you also sell more of your core product because your customers had a little more in understanding of what you deliver, the quality, and they have a better relationship with you than the traditional customer.
So this is so great. You've done such a great job of sharing, like, basically how it works. And, you know, information marketing, Robert, is a term that we see all the time. It's all over the Internet. And, of course, make money doing this, make money doing that, make money in your bunny slippers, everywhere. I mean, how do you know where to go for the best information? Of course, you're on my show, so you're the top. But how do you sort through, even if someone gets you, how do you sort through all the stuff and really make the most efficient use of your time, particularly since your customers are relying on you to keep banging out these candles?
Right. Yeah, I mean, well, of course, you can't go wrong by listening to Indie Business Radio. I mean, the more you do of that, then, you know, you'll know all about business and be in good shape. So, I mean, I really think you could stop and start right there. But if you insist on having other resources beyond that, I mean, all of us are busy, and all of us are trying to build our businesses and spend more time with our families.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to do that more than anything is to be able to have high-margin products that you're able to sell over and over again. And even if they supplement other existing products, it's still, you need that high margin, you know, those high margin sales every now and then, and that's no easier, there's no other easier way than through information marketing. And you had mentioned before we went to break about coming up with, you know, a simple way for somebody to go from zero to kind of get started when they have. Do you want me to share an example of that?
Yes, please.
I have a coaching member, Colleen Johns, who created her own information marketing business, and she was in the health supplement business. And she, you know, she had a little online store and a little storefront, kind of in one of those carts in a mall, where she was selling health supplements. And at the mall, she had some extra time in between folks walking up, and you know, of course, lunchtime was busy at the mall, but there were, you know, hours here or there when she wasn't busy, and so she had a laptop out, and she had come to me and said, hey, you know, how do I get started? And so, you know, we talked, and I said, you know, in those health supplements, you know, in living healthy and having a good lifestyle, are there like six things, you know, six or seven topics that, you know, you could teach in that area? And, you know, we talked for a few minutes, and she did find that she had six different topics that she was really, you know, pretty passionate about within the health supplements area that she really felt like she could teach. And so I was like, great. Now what you'll do is 6 weeks from now, have a series of telephone seminars. And, you know, I suggested that she just use like freeconferencecall.com, where you could go to that website, get a telephone number and a passcode, and the listeners could just call in and listen to her, and she wouldn't have to pay any money up front, and, you know, they could be able to call. And I said, you know, just over the next 6 weeks, as customers come up, you sell them this six-week training program on healthier living. Like, hey, you know, if you like those supplements, you're really going to like this program that we have. It's going to be over the next 6 weeks. It's going to teach you everything you need to know about healthier living. And, you know, she would be able to run down the six topics, and she sold that program for $99. And you know what, you know, she wanted to have 50 people on that, but she ended up with about 22 over the course, you know, that she was able to sell in there. Well, she recorded those calls, and as she gave them, and now she has a little product that has six CDs, and a little manual. She kind of did some handouts and such, and now she sells that at her cart for $150. So in addition to everything else she sells now, you know, about four or five times a day, she also sells these information products, as well as offering them online. So, you know, it's really been a real boost to her business, and it was something that she was able to kind of, you know, type out and do while she was manning her store.
Robert, did you find in working with her that she was a little bit uncomfortable or nervous about her level of quote-unquote expertise in the healthy lifestyle area generally, such that, you know, selling supplements and being real specific like that was one thing, but did she have to overcome any hurdles internally in terms of putting herself out there as an expert in a particular area that wasn't exactly herbal supplements?
Definitely. You know, whenever, you know, and that's very common, you know, because, well, what do I know? And right. You know, but, you know, all of us really discount our knowledge. And, you know, if you know, typically you're an expert in something that you really are passionate about, and it could be, you know, what, you know, based around your work, other folks, it may be around your hobby or your passion. I mean, I've worked with quite a few folks that are, you know, that, and they don't necessarily care about anything they do at work, but they're really excited about fishing. And so, you know, they become, you know, experts on how to find the fish in grass, or how to find it in open water, or how to, you know, unsnare your hook from a stump. And, you know, so they can, you know, or, you know, in hunting, you know, if there's, you know, from bow hunting to muzzle loading to what have you. So there's, you know, it could be about your work or it could be about your hobby, but don't discount what you know. If you've been active for just a year or so, you either know or you can quickly research the information that you need to become an expert. And there is no, you don't have to wait for anybody to certify you, and you don't have to wait for any degrees. People don't care about that. What they care about is relevant information to them that is actionable, that they can apply in their lives. And if you can provide that, they don't care anything about your degrees.
And they don't even have to hear you call yourself, quote-unquote, an expert, do they?
Not at all. Say, hey, you know, I have, you know, if you're having this trouble, here's a great program for you. You know, the folks, you may not have come across this information before, but, you know, this 6-CD program will help you solve these problems, implement this more quickly, and, you know, and get on with it. So it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be hard or complicated either on you or on your prospect. Just, you know, put some information out there and get started rather than kind of wait for you to have the expertise or wait for yourself to be certified. Just start. That's all it takes.
Now, with the Internet, Robert, do you find that it is becoming more and more efficient for people to complement existing product lines by offering these kinds of information products without compromising what they're already doing?
Certainly. Even if you're offering your retail location, you know, having those products there, you know, people look at an author and you say, oh, wow, they wrote that book, or, you know, they are speaking from the platform. And a customer gives you a lot of credit for having done that and really sees you as, oh, my goodness, they really must know what they're talking about if they were able to record those 6 hours worth of audio. But, you know, it really only requires talking for 6 hours. It doesn't require, you know, any particular great expertise. So by the very nature of you having a product published, people are going to see you as an expert. So every time you recommend a particular product to your customers, they're going to take your recommendations more seriously. They're going to respect your time more because they see you as, my goodness, you know, they are published. They've got that, you know, they've got that program. They really must know what they're talking about. I better listen to them. And yes, on the Internet, you know, the nice thing about the Internet is that it's open 24 hours a day, and it doesn't require your active participation. Somebody can, you know, we have a number of different videos and things that I've recorded on the web, and it's so wonderful that, you know, I can be sleeping, or I can be at the pool with my kids, or I can be working on a project at my desk, and people can come to the website, see the sales letter, see the information there, and become a customer without me having to do it directly myself. So, you know, an Internet business really is the perfect complement to a bricks-and-mortar retail location.
And with prices for technology coming down so much, people can take advantage of that more than ever. And you know what, Robert, is it fair to say that to have a successful online business of any kind, you have to use technology to stay in touch with your customers, and one of the best ways to do that, of course, is like a newsletter. So is it fair to say that everybody who has a newsletter, even if they're not charging for it, is already in the business of enhancing people's lives with information?
Most definitely. And, you know, and you are an information marketer, and you're giving the information for free rather than charging for it each time. And there's nothing wrong with either of them, but, you know, why not add an audio program or a little ebook, or even I know somebody who sells a little stack of cards. There's like 12 cards to a package, and each of the cards have neat little sayings and stuff on them. So, you know, there's even people selling little cards for $19.95, and you can put those things on your newsletters, and some people will buy them, and you'll be able to turn, you know, an email to your customers into a weekly or, you know, daily even, revenue stream.
We're going to come back after our final break and talk more with Robert Scrob, and he's going to spend a little bit more time with us, and I'm going to be asking him about specific information marketing products, not the information that goes in them, but the products, the most efficient and cost-effective ones that you can use to get started. This is Indie Business Radio. I'm your host, Donna Maria. We'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
Business Radio. I'm here today with Robert Scrob, the author, co-author of the official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing. And Robert has made a business out of helping people market information so that they can become more efficient and generate additional income even when they're not actually working. And Robert, before we took our break, you were sharing some information with us about some specific types of information products that are the most efficient and cost-effective to get started with. Based on your experience, can you run down what the top two or three of those are?
Certainly. You know, there's nothing less expensive to get started and as easy to get started as electronic delivery products. And, you know, more and more folks are becoming familiar with MP3 files and PDF files. And there's a lot of information marketers who do business exclusively online by, you know, having a website that promotes a particular product. I think there's a lot in, like, the dog training industry. So if I'm making this up, but you know, I think there's an info marketer out there that, you know, has, like, House Train Your Dachshund. And, you know, so you could go to House Train Your, you know, Google that, and, you know, there's folks selling audio programs and little books, but when you purchase those, they're delivered, they send you an email with links to where you could download the PDF file and the MP3 file. So creating your product could be as simple as simply typing at your computer for a few minutes, you know, some simple how-to strategies, and then maybe if you wanted to supplement it with an audio recording, you could. And you just talk it into your iPod, or you can download free software to record on your computer, and you can create these files that you then put on the internet, and then when somebody purchases, you just send them a link to where they can download the product they just purchased. So it can be as simple as just sending them an email in order to fulfill the sale. Also, you know, audio is very popular right now. A lot of folks like to be able to have the convenience of sticking in a CD into the car and, you know, enjoying that back and forth on their morning commute. You know, the average commute is an hour each way, and so if you're able to take that hour and turn it into a learning experience for somebody, that, you know, they're going to be appreciative and certainly going to be, you know, be interested in buying more products from you. Also, you know, seminars, while they require folks to travel, are still a very common and well-used information marketing tool. You know, having a seminar in your store, either bringing in an expert to speak to your customers or being an expert yourself to speak to your customers, promote it via your normal email list, promote it over the course of a couple of weeks to the customers that come in. And that could be a great way of disseminating information to your customers. If you record it, you can start accumulating products that you're able to sell. And it makes you the expert so that when somebody thinks, oh, I need a solution, they remember you because they saw the presentation that you gave.
Robert, tell me how, in your experience, the publication of some sort of an information product leads to new business opportunities that the entrepreneur didn't even expect, anticipate, or plan for, that help them to expand their businesses in ways that, you know, are basically impossible to plan for, because sometimes, you know, it's just preparation meeting opportunity.
Well, I mean, all the time, you know, when people are taking the information products, there are a lot of folks who publish information products are contacted for consulting services, and that's really one of the great reasons you might create a book or a product, is that, you know, you establish yourself as the expert, you know, the 8 easy ways to generating more traffic to your website online. Well, if you're the author of that particular product, you know, folks are going to see that and go, heck, you know, I need more traffic to my website. I don't have enough people buying from my product. Let me go ahead and try it. And you get the book, you read it, and you're like, man, I really would like to do all this, but I just don't have the time. Let me call the author and see if, you know, they offer any consulting or anything that, you know, that they can maybe do this for me. And so very often you'll be able to sell a lot more than you could have without the book or without the information products. It's just a, you know, if you offered yourself as a consultant, they go, well, why am I going to hire them? You know, kind of one of the perverse problems of selling consulting services is that people only want to work with a busy consultant. If the consultant is out there hustling for business, they're thinking, you know, that they must not be very good if they got to be contacting people trying to find customers. Well, you know, if you have information products that you're selling, you know, nobody thinks twice about you offering those, but then very often those products are going to turn into new consulting clients for you.
So, you know, anybody who's been in business for any period of time to have learned any kind of lesson or have some life/business insight they can offer with someone, no matter what you've been selling, you've got something that can enhance people's lives that you can potentially generate some income for.
Absolutely. And it's not, you know, there's a gentleman, Ed O'Keefe, he didn't even have any information. Instead, he went and researched several different markets, and he chose to market to dentists. And he had never been a dentist before and really had only walked into an office as a patient. But he teaches dentists how to get more patients in chairs, which, you know, they can go to dental school and learn all about the anatomy of the mouth, but they never learn how to get new patients. Well, Ed teaches them how to do that. Now he's got 800 people who participate in his monthly coaching program, and, you know, 800 dentists who all participate in his program, and he's never been a dentist before. So it doesn't even have to be information you currently have. It could simply be information you go out and research.
So what are the things that people need in order to do this successfully? Do you need a particular type of mindset? Do you need a certain amount of time? I mean, what is the, you know, the knapsack of tools that successful information marketing people need to have?
Well, in the book that you mentioned, that Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing, there is an easy 9-step formula for anybody can follow to create their own information marketing business.
Okay.
And, you know, the first place to start is with your market. And, you know, you want to try to research and find a market that has a need, that is frustrated about something, that has a particular problem. Then they may not even necessarily know that they have a problem, but the problem exists, and if pointed out, you can get them to take some action. And that market could be based around your current employment or the business that you own. It could be around your current customers, or it could be around hobbyists, you know, quilters or such, that, you know, they just want to learn how to produce prettier quilts. So, you know, identifying a market, one of the key things is, how reachable is it? Does the market already have magazines? Does it already have people that are active and participating and acknowledging that, yes, I love quilting, and so I'm going to pick up a quilting magazine every couple of months to check out what the new things are? So, you know, first is identifying a market that has a problem or a need that you can fill. And number two, part of that is determining whether or not that market is reachable through magazines and lists and things that market is already plugged into.
You know, it's interesting that you say that. It sounds like you just really need to be creative and in touch with your existing customers, because they kind of, you talk to them, you blog with them, you share your newsletter with them, they tell you what their needs and challenges are, and at some point, if you're looking for it, some kind of opportunity to share information with them is going to come up.
And also, if you know, it could be as simple, if you got an email list, it could be as simple as asking them, hey, you know, what are the top three frustrations that you deal with on a daily basis? You know, what kind of consumes most of your time that really seems like a big waste? You know, what are your, you know, what habits do you have that are holding you back? And you kind of ask a couple of questions like that, and you know, you take the then you just take the maybe the top three or four questions you get, and now the answers to those four questions could turn into your information product. Say, hey, I asked all my clients, you know, what their top frustrations were. This is the list of the ones that are most common, and this is what we're going to answer in this four-part ebook.
Right. So essentially, you told me what you needed, and now I'm delivering it to you.
Exactly.
I spoke with a woman on the phone not too long ago. She's a member of the Indie Beauty Network, and we were scheduling a time to talk on the phone, and I made a suggestion, and she said, no, I can't meet with you that day because that's the day that I spend taking care of my family. Specifically,
wow.
I mean, laundry and everything. And this woman has a very successful, very focused business, you know, no retail, only wholesale. It's very focused, and she's a one-man band. She does everything herself. And when I was talking with her, it occurred to me that that type of a book, an e-book or an audio, how I built a successful business and still managed my family. Because, I mean, I just, of course, she sold her business to someone else, so now she's managing her family full time. But I thought it was really interesting that, you know, she had, like, Monday was a particular day. Tuesday was a manufacturing day. Wednesday was a, you know, write my newsletter day. So she had scheduled everything out and just wanted to bounce that off you. Is that the kind of simple analysis that people who already are in business doing something that's fabulous, but they don't even recognize how fabulous it is?
Well, and as you know, I mean, business owners are constantly frustrated with, you know, too many projects, you know, and not enough time. And
right.
And anytime they come, you know, there's a story about how somebody was able to do it and manage their life and maintain some sanity, that's something extreme, you know, really pretty rare and
right.
valuable to everybody else that's struggling with that situation in their own lives. So, yes, that mm-hmm. is a perfect solution. And I think that, you know, she's probably very quick to discount, oh, it's no big deal. But
yeah.
to somebody else who's, you know, frazzled working from, you know, 11 p.m. at night, putting the kids to bed at 10, going and working from 11 to 4 a.m. and then having to get up at 6 to get the kids off to school, you know, the information that she has about how she's able to manage her week is extremely valuable and a huge shortcut. However, it's very easy when you have that information yourself to just discount it as not important.
Right, because you're so in it. You're not objective to it. And that's exactly what she says. It was like, oh, nobody would be interested in this. I'm like, well, I am because you know, I was willing to work with your schedule, and you told me, nope, sorry, that's my laundry day. Can't do it. And I was like, wow, that sounds so efficient. And no wonder your business is so successful. So anyway, I'm glad that you mentioned that because it is important, as you say, for people not to discount what they know. Robert, believe it or not, we are coming to the end of our time together. I'd like to give you an opportunity, if you would, to tell us, I know you have a lot of websites. Can you pick one or two that you would like listeners to go to start to become familiar with what you're doing? And also, of course, we want to know where we can get your book.
Well, probably the best place to visit is at infomarketingbook.com. You can check out the book there. And actually, if you decide to invest in the book, you get a two-month free membership in the Information Marketing Association so that you can, you know, you'll get newsletters. Also, we have a jumpstart call so that if you're interested in getting involved in information marketing yourself and need a vendor or need a quick, you know, secret or technique, you can call in, and I'll be happy to coach you through it. So infomarketingbook.com is the best site.
Infomarketingbook.com. Everyone, you need to get out there and check it out. Even if you don't think that this concept is for you, you can't hurt your business at all by knowing that it's available. And who knows, maybe you could share it with another indie business owner and help them expand their enterprise. Robert, thank you so much for joining. It was great to have you. Indies, I want you to know, next Monday, June the 9th, I've got Michael D. Brown, the author of Fresh Customer Service. This guy is all over serving your customers, and he has got a fantastic story to tell about how he overcame so many challenges in his life and how he translated them into an information product, a book called Fresh Customer Service. customer service. And then coming up on June 16th, we've got Jeff Wario, who's going to be talking with us about retirement planning for small businesses. He's the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Retirement Planning, and we all, of course, can't get enough help in that area. So I'll see you on June 9th for Fresh Customer Service author Michael Brown, and June 16th for information on retirement planning. Robert, thanks for joining, and you Indies out there, of course, thanks mostly to you for taking time with us today. See you next week. In the meantime, enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.